from the TV 13 weather team. Temperatures going back up to 69 here this afternoon, but we'll see temperatures down to 42 tonight, fairly breezy, and then we'll see temperatures only in the mid-60s tomorrow and mid-50s for Saturday. Full forecast from the TV 13 weather team is coming up here shortly on KVOE. As we told you and we broke in with wall-to-wall coverage last night, tornado damage and two injuries taking place after tornado incidents in Chase County last night, and we are very grateful that we have Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch joining us right now on the KVOE Sutherland studio line with this morning update. Sheriff Welch, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, all things considered.
All things considered. Give us, I know it's early this morning yet, and there hasn't been a whole lot of daylight, but what else new can you add from the report that you gave KVOE News late last night as far as maybe some damage that you've been able to gather?
Sure. So we've got damage pretty close to our west county line and then all the way to the east county line. Just kind of spanning in different spots all the way across there. Pretty significant damage in Cottonwood Falls as we're able to track what we believe is a tornado started from, again, the west city limits of Cottonwood Falls to the east city limits of Cottonwood Falls.
So what kind of damage you're seeing, Sheriff?
A lot of roofs, trees, power lines, that sort of stuff. Carports picked up and thrown. Things that aren't, nailed to the ground. Even some things that were nailed to the ground have been picked up. So,
understood. Now, you were out and about, and you were tracking the what a lot of people, I think, are going to probably name, at least for short term, the main tornado that everybody saw, U.S. Highway 50, near 50, Elmdale to Strong City. And then you'd mentioned to me about the tornado damage, which actually formed 2 years south almost simultaneously. What type of reaction do you have in a situation like that? And really, what type of reactions are you now getting from Chase County residents, specifically in those three communities, Strong City, Cottonwood Falls, Elmdale, from the activity from last night?
Well, I think, for the most part, I think the reaction is people are just ready to get out and get the cleanup done. They're ready to get to work and get it going. And that's great. We just want to make sure everybody's safe in doing it and there's no, continued down power lines and that sort of stuff, that, if something gets turned on live and they're close to it, I want to make sure we avoid those types of injuries. Aside from, everybody just kind of ready to get to cleaning up, I think, there's a lot of sense of relief because everybody I've talked to so far this morning has been, wow, it could have been so much worse, and, thank goodness. So,
Sheriff, all the warning systems in place in Chase County worked properly last night?
We had a little glitch at the beginning of the storm. We, at the sheriff's office, kind of lost power, and so while they're bringing everything back up, it was the exact same time as we were trying to set off sirens, so they may have been delayed just slightly, they've eventually got them all going and set off.
Looks like Evergy still has better than 100 residents or customers that are offline here. Really Strong City, Cottonwood Falls, down towards Elmdale and Clements. But the good news is, too, or at least one other bit of good news, is that USD 284 Chase County Schools were able to have school on schedule today.
Yeah, we talked with superintendent last night. We thought that we had the damaged areas isolated well enough with barricades and, no live lines and different things. The schools both have power, and we kind of came to the determination that, hey, let's just get the kids back in school. That's a good place for them to be while parents are maybe out doing some cleanup and whatnot. And on the Evergy note, just got done talking with them. They're hoping by the end of today that they'll get power restored back towards the Elmdale area. I know they have several power poles that they have to replace, kind of along and south of Highway 50.
Wanted to ask you too, Sheriff, and I got a chance to see the damage at the baseball field, and you mentioned the situation at the Sheriff's Office. Were there any other public structures that had any impacts here, either in Strong City or Cottonwood Falls or even in Elmdale from last night?
So, I mean, it looks like the, just from looking at the track in Cottonwood Falls this morning, it looks like the storm went right across the courthouse. It doesn't appear to be any outside damage to it or anything. There are tree limbs down and everything on both sides of the road. You know, that's where a carport got flipped up onto a roof and whatnot. So, I mean, it's right in line with everything else, but I don't see any damage from the just the naked eye looking at it.
Yeah, still obviously assessing damage. We haven't had sunlight that long here this morning. Again, Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch joining us live on KVOE here this morning. It is 8:14. Sounded like your shelters, you have some shelters that were put to use last night, Sheriff?
Yeah, so we just got done working with the school district, coming up with a MOU to get these storm shelters into place. And last night was our first true test of activating the shelters and getting folks to them. And so it worked out really well. I know, I think my wife said there was 40 or more at one of the shelters, along with my family as well. So that's good. We're glad that people are able to take advantage of those, those shelters and, provide a safe place for them to be.
Sheriff, what's next for right now for your agency, the county agencies, city agencies that are involved, and also with the Weather Service? I understand that they're going to be starting up a damage survey, the way it sounds here, very soon. What's really next in your perspectives here as the cleanup and the damage assessment process continues?
Yeah, so we just want to make sure that we want to try and document everything just in case we have to take this state level. Obviously, we want to make sure that we've got everything documented in that manner. But then we want to make sure that as folks are getting things cleaned up and working around things, that again, that everybody stays safe, that when power lines are re-energized and whatnot, that everybody's in a safe place to be. And Evergy and the Four Rivers, they're all good with that. So I think at this point, it's just, finish the damage assessment. We've got our drone up in the air now, taking video, that's kind of working on trying to follow the path here in Cottonwood, and then they're going to branch out and hit some other spots as well. So
did Strong City, how did Strong City end up?
So for the most part, the tornado that was up there stayed north of Highway 50, and we know, the cemetery, it's St. Anthony Cemetery, was hit, but we don't know the full extent up there. But it stayed outside, for the most part, stayed outside of Strong City limits proper.
Okay. Anything up in northeastern Chase County as far as damage goes that you've been able to see relate to any farmsteads, or was that maybe tree damage or pole damage at that point in time?
So in the area of 270 Road and Z Road, we have, I think there was a barn that was destroyed, the remnants of that are kind of across the road and whatnot, so that we've got that barricaded off right now. Crews are working towards getting that remedied at this point.
So, Sheriff, injuries limited to the two in the vehicles, one in the truck, one in the car last night?
Yeah, we're very thankful that it was just the two. It could have been worse, but the semi driver was transported to the hospital, and the subject in the car was just minor injuries and did not even need treatment from EMS or anything like that.
Outstanding. Sheriff, one more question for me is, when do you expect maybe another, really, I guess, maybe an assessment update here? Would that be coming later on today or possibly tomorrow here from you guys as you keep this going?
Yeah, I think at this point it's probably going to be based upon where we're at with maybe the power companies. If they can get things done by the end of business today, maybe by today. But if not, maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're glad things ended up all right. It could have been, as the sheriff mentioned, a lot worse last night. So we're fortunate that you know, there are really, really no injuries other than the one to speak of. Given the facts, what you're thinking? There were two tornadoes, three. You're waiting for confirmation from the Weather Service on that.
Yeah, so we're expected to meet with Weather Service here within the next hour, I think, is when they're expected to be here. The tornado I know that I was watching was down and up several times, so it did a little hop and a skip. But there's for sure somehow another one that occurred in Cottonwood Falls. So we had the one that was along Highway 50, kind of Elmdale area, and then up towards Strong City, and then there's the one down towards Cottonwood. So I've got to say at least two, but the Weather Service, I think last we heard, was maybe even three or four total.
Okay. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much. Keep us posted, and glad things turned out really as well as they could have regarding the circumstances that you were facing last night.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right, Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch joining us here as our 805 newscast continues on KVOE. KVOE News Time 819. We've got our Newsmaker 2 coming in just a little bit. News brought to you today by Clark Carpet and Tile at 3302 West 6th. People forget how fast you did the job, but they remember how well you did it.
Have you got a small home project that needs some flooring?